WILL programming is made possible by the Friends of WILL and by Common Ground Food Co-op, a full-service grocery store located at Lincoln Square Mall in downtown Urbana. Common Ground has been serving our community with local and natural foods for 42 years. All are welcome.
It's 8:56 and 35 degrees outside our studios in Urbana. Time for a check on the commodity markets this morning, and we bring in Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. I tell you what, it's a little chillier than it was last time we talked.
Yeah, just a bit, just a bit.
Okay, mixed choppy trade to start the day, hoping for a positive bias to solidify. Stats Canada numbers out this morning show that 2017 all wheat output for Canada was down 5.5% to 29.98 million metric tons compared to 31.73 last year. Canada's wheat estimate was above the average trade expectations of 28 million. Canada's 2017 Durham wheat output has seen at 36.1%, down 36.1% at 4.69 million metric tons. This compared to 7.76 last year. Finally, Canada's canola output seen up 8.7% to 21.31 million metric tons compared to 19.6 a year ago. This looks consistent with increases in the soy numbers here in the U.S. The USDA corrected its November 30th daily sales announcement to say private exporters sold 393,000 tons of U.S. soybeans to China. The previous number had been 525. No additional sales were announced on the USDA's overnight reporting system. Current price action shows March corn steady on the day at 353 and three quarters. Next July, 370 and a half, steady on the day as well. And next year's December corn, 386, also steady on the day. They've kind of retreated since we started this morning. January soybeans up 1 3/4 at 10.10 and a quarter. March beans, 10.22 and a quarter, up 1 3/4. And next year's November beans, 10.20 even, up a penny and a half. Soybean meal for January is up 90 cents a ton at 344 and a quarter. And January soybean oil is 33.27, down 23. Crude oil market is down and is trading at the low end of its recent consolidated trading range. The dollar continues to flirt with moving average resistance above the market, and with the higher interest rates on the horizon, should be supportive to the dollar going forward. USDA estimates due out next Tuesday. Probably too soon to expect any downward revisions from Argentina's soybean production by the USDA, but the recent strength in our futures prices is responsible for the response and continued dryness. Corn production in Brazil has been estimated down some 20 to 30% year over year. If the USDA embraces this, it should be a supportive to prices here in the U.S. Finally, as usual, we'll get weekly ethanol numbers shortly, which could be off of the corn market a little bit of direction. Thanks, Brian. We hope everybody has a great day.
Thank you so much, Bill. Glad to hear from you as always on a Wednesday morning. It's 8:59 now and 35 degrees. Let's check in on current conditions here in the WILL listening area. Right now in Urbana, we've got sunshine. We're up to 35 degrees. And our relative humidity at 70%, barometric pressure 30.08 inches and rising. And that wind out of the west around 15 miles per hour, so it is still a little chilly out there this morning. Bloomington normal, checking in at 32 degrees, a west wind at 14 miles per hour, 32 degrees in Decatur with a west wind at 10. 33 degrees currently in Danville, the west wind there gusting up to 20 miles per hour. A few clouds, 33 degrees in Charleston, Mattoon, southwest wind at 12 miles per hour. And in Rantoul, 34 degrees with a wind out of the west at 12 miles per hour. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, mostly sunny skies at a high of 40 degrees, so not much warmer than where we are right now. That west wind at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight and colder, down to a low of 19 degrees. The wind will lighten up a bit out of the northwest at 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow with a high of 29 degrees. Clear tomorrow night, we'll drop all the way down to a low of 15 degrees. And for the day on Friday, mostly sunny, continued cool with a high of 33 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.